The new movie, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada, stars Tommy Lee Jones and also marks his directing debut. The film is opening around the country today, though it had some one-week engagements in December to qualify for Oscar consideration. It didn't get any Oscar nominations, but Bob Mondello says it's as deserving as the films that did.
When we first see Melquiades Estrada, he's already a corpse with a bullet in his gut and coyotes nibbling at him. His murder doesn't much interest the local sheriff. To him, Estrada was just another undocumented alien. But it hits ranch hand Pete Perkins really hard. He and Estrada were buddies, and when the sheriff shows Pete a photo that was found in the dead man's pocket, he tears up.
You know who they are?
It's his wife and kids.
You have any idea how to get hold of them?
Hell, they live in Mexico. Can I keep this?
Yeah, I guess for a while. We're going to have to do an autopsy on it.
No, when you get through, I want you to give Melquiades to me.
Hell, I can't do that. Are you crazy?
No. I'm not.
Pete wants to return his friend to his family, but the bullet lodged in the body turns out to be from a Border Patrolman's rifle, and the sheriff, ignoring Pete's protests, quickly has Estrada buried for the first time.
You know damn well who killed Melquiades. You ain't gonna arrest him, are you?
You better get out of here before I throw your ass in jail.
You ain't gonna arrest him.
Pete takes matters into his own hands, kidnapping the callous border patrolman who killed his friend, forcing him to dig up the body, and then transporting it to Mexico across miles of parched rocky terrain on horseback and on foot. The screenplay by Guillermo Arriaga, who also wrote the Mexican art house hit Amores Perros, is at once about border politics and about loyalty and loneliness in a still wild west. The storytelling seems a little fractured at first, with chapter titles and flashbacks featuring actor Julio Cesar Cedillo as an appealingly complex title character, but once the trek to Mexico is underway, the film is as clear as the big sky country it takes place in. Just two travelers, a rapidly rotting corpse, and a remarkable social critique of a story. Jones, both as director and as the main character, has fun with the tale's graveyard humor, serving the corpse antifreeze to keep ants at bay, for instance. But he's not just telling a bring-back-the-body story in Sam Peckinpah fashion. He's offering a portrait of a community that exists on the literal edge of American life, capturing the boredom of the border, as well as the tension of maintaining it. He's generous with the performers, as you might expect from a director who's also an actor, and he's frugal with words, as you might expect from an actor who's made gruffness a trademark. And by the third burial of Melquiades Estrada, his film feels every bit as iconic as the majestic landscape it's been traveling through. I'm Bob Mondello.